Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I want to give an announcement to my Facebook audience. It's a time delay. My sermons are going to Sister Sheila's account, and I have to send it over to Live Deliverance. From her account to Facebook. It has been going normal live on Facebook. It's just another setback that the enemy is trying to do in this ministry. I want to give you some encouraging words. Do not give up in your walk with God. Do not give up in your walk with God, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of what type of particular sin. I'm hearing some noise in the background. I'm hearing a car. I'm hearing noise. Okay. I got that out now. And in these particular situations in our lives, it get hard. But don't never give up. The devil wants you to give up. He wants you to quit. He doesn't want you to complete the task that God has called you for. And God has called us for something higher than what we can even imagine. The world is going to hate us if we're going to call ourselves Christians. I see the church moving in a different direction. It's going back into individual home. I don't see people going to church in a symbol like that. That ain't working. The body of Christ is the believer, individual, not a building of a church. A lot of things happen real good when you're in a house, especially teaching the word, even the upper room. I'm coming from you live from my computer to your computer. Please pray for me. The technical problems that we have is totally demonic. When I'm getting hold of Facebook, I'm telling them the problem that I have. They still haven't contacted me back. We still battling to get on YouTube. We need more money for legal fees. When you're doing something good and opposition forces are coming against you, rejoice, because you know you're a threat to the devil. The devil don't want you to be blessed. He don't want that. And what he wants to do is destroy you, take you out, but don't give up. I don't care how bad the situation is in your life. Don't give up. I remember in my early days, I had a problem and it wouldn't let me go. It gripped me for 15 years. Crack cocaine. I've been free from that demon 42 years. Don't give up. I remember a lady telling me a testimony of a flood coming to her house. And as the waters kept coming, she commanded that storm in the name of Jesus to do not come on my house. For as me as my house, we will serve the Lord. That woman said, I dedicate this land. I've broken curses off this land. In the name of Jesus, you will not, you, Satan, the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4, you will not flood my house. And she said that the water kept coming. And you can hear her mind and the things that go against faith, the negativity, the doubt, the skepticism come and attack her mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought and run right into it. Ezekiel 38:10. She didn't do that. And as she began to see the waters continue to rise up, she said, I walk not by sight, and I walk by faith. It rose up to the last half inch of the wood, and it stopped. And everybody else's house was flooded but hers. And round that whole house, it was like something blocking that house. She didn't give up. She didn't give up because she used her faith. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. How God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Come, Holy Spirit, use me as your oracle. Allow the power of God to penetrate the hearer. I bind every satanic force in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth coming against this teaching. I take authority over every demonic spirit that will cause the hindrance to a person to hear this word. I bind every satanic force in the airways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Don't give up. God does not want us to give up. He lays out some things here for us. And it is amazing when I read this chapter how that God has called you out your mother's womb before you even knew who you was. You're not a Christian because you wanted to be a Christian. Don't believe that lie. I know I'm not a Christian because I want to be a Christian, because I was a gangster, and I was Roman Catholic, and I used to see the priests, drink the rum, and I'm the altar boy, and after the service over, he'd give me the wine, and I'm drinking it. So I didn't see a really Christ. I saw religion, and a lot of us have come out of different denominations or different segments of the body of Christ, but yet God is trying to mold us, and he's trying to get us to be in union with him. But the devil don't want you to do that. That's why he wants you to give up. The bills may be hard. You may not have the job that you want to have right now. Things may not be where they are or how you want it to be. But if you don't give up, things can change. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 4:8 tells me, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. See why we give up? Because we are looking at what we see, what we feel, what we think. When I hear that, I know that's a soulless person. They don't have their spirit to control them. And they're taking the impulses of their mind, their imagination, and the devil using that against them. That lady spoke the word of God until half an inch of water came on her house. And it stopped. Faith in his word. You're going to be challenged. Did anybody tell you that you're going to suffer for the name of Jesus? Anybody told you that? See, if you would have known that, you would have came to the Lord. If I taught suffering right now, everybody would leave this room. In John 15:6, it says, ye have not chosen me. See, you ain't chose Jesus. This is why you can't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit that's in productive in everything in your life. Now, if you're not bringing forth the fruit, there could be some things that's causing you not to bring forth fruit. It's sin. You may be out the will of God and being in partnership with the wrong person in your life. I don't know. You may be in a position where God is putting you in a position where he wants to test you. See, don't give up. Well, God tests his people. He tests Job. Don't give up. You're under grace. Never quit. God, the Lord didn't quit on you. Do you know why the Lord tells us that we must love? This most the most powerful scripture in everything in the Bible, even casting out demons and all that stuff. Love does not give up. Has God given up on you when you made your mistake last week and you go back to him? You said, Lord, your word says if we confess our fault, you are just and able to forgive us for all unrighteousness. And I confess, the minute you confess that, God has forgotten it. He hasn't given up on you. So why are you giving up? You see your bills. You see where your finances is at. Stop looking at that. Because if you look at that and harp on that and analyze that, that's not going to help you change the situation of your finances. Everything go through Christ. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, and that you should go and bring forth fruit. And that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Why are you not like that? How come you can't ask? I ask, he give it to me. Now, he's not going to give you everything all the time when you want it. It has to be in his will. Then he says, these things I command you, that ye love one another. Why? Love does not give up on people. Why would you give up on the Lord? God don't want you giving up on him. For what? He's given us promises that he's going to take care of us. But see, when you're going through a situation in your mind and your imagination start running, that's where the devil starts attacking you. And then you start forgetting certain scriptures that and promises that he had made. Because if you don't know the Bible, you can't go to it. So what happens is the devil continues to create this negative image in your mind. And you begin to manifest the emotions of what he's showing you. And now he's trying to break you down to give up. The word tells us to cast down every imagination and every thought that it would exalt itself up against the knowledge of God, 2 Corinthians 10:3, 4 and 5. You can't give up. The Lord says he will meet our needs. Why would we want to give up on that if we believe that? He says in Matthew 6:25, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. It's not the life more than meat and the body than raiment. This is what we do. We're always complaining about the Lord. I need a bill. I'm holding on. all these negative confessions making you going to give up. You better watch your mouth. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Don't give up by saying something that's contrary to scriptures if you're going to believe on the words. Believe on the word. The doubt and the skepticism, y'all got to stop that. It's like I see children never learning, going through the same thing over and over and over and over. I got in the bed today, and I love to close the windows. I love to hear rain. Oh, it sounds so beautiful. And the Lord allowed it to rain today. And I began to talk to the Lord. I said, Lord, I don't like certain things about me. And I was telling about certain sins and this and just talking to him that I need you. I can't do this without you. I was communicating to the Lord. And I felt a burden lift off me. We can't give up. Don't let the devil make you give up. He's going to take care of us. He said, behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they weep, neither gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much more better than they? You mean something to the Lord. Don't give up, brothers and sisters. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his status? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the fields, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye little faith? This is what caused you to give up. Little faith. Because he was saying, why are you worrying about this? Why are you worrying about that? He said, look at the lilies of the field. He compared things to show you. And then he told you your problem. Who's he? The Holy Spirit. Not me. Here he is, right here in the Bible. The last word on Matthew 6:30. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the fields, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Little faith. That's why you give up. You give up because you look on the circumstances. You give up because you let the devil choke the word out of you. And these are they by the wayside when the word is sown, that when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown into their hearts. Don't give up. Don't let him do that to you. You have so much grace. We're under grace. Don't let the devil tell you that God cannot meet your needs. You're going to get challenges. God sometimes does this to allow us to, for you to see really who you are and your faith with God. What about if this would have happened to you? Would you have given up? Let me read. Job chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uzzah whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses, donkeys, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men in the East. This man was balling. That's today equivalent to Mercedes and Lincolns and Porsches and Lamborghini and Bentley. I had a Bentley when I was a drug dealer. So I done done to all that. When you serve the Lord, you can get this stuff and lose it and still have joy in your heart. This is why God doesn't want you to give up. But I'm showing you a picture of a man who had a whole lot, but he never gave up on God. And I don't want this to happen to nobody, but this story is for really mature Christians to stand and to trust his word and watch it come in effect and not quit. And his son went and fasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their three sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their fasting were gone about, that Job sent a sacrifice to them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their heart. Thus did Job continuously. And here this man never gave up on God. And here come the enemy finna hit him. Now, he may not hit you like he hit Job, but you are called just like Job. Look what this man went through, and yet he never gave up. Job 1:6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, where comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, coming from to and forth in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. He don't have no wings. He has to walk around the world. He's in hell. That's his host. He goes down there. He comes up and he walks because he is the God of this world. Don't give up on your calling. Stand as just as Job did. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and eschewed evil? Then Satan answered and says, does Job fear God for nothing? Hast not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he had on every side? Thou hast blessed the works of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. The devil even can recognize when people are blessed. Don't give up. Put forth thy hand now and touch all that he had, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he has is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand. Don't touch him. God said, you can do whatever you want to do with my servant, but don't you touch him. Why? Because the servant never gave up on God, and God knew his heart. God saw his practices. God saw him make burnt offerings every day just in case that his daughters and sons may have sinned. Why did God protect them so much? Because he seeks first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things should be added unto you. Do not give up in your walk with the Lord. And there was a day when the sons and his daughters was eating and drinking and wine in the elder's brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the ox was blowing and the asses feeding and the side and the sow beans fame upon them and took upon the way. Yea, they slayed the servants and the elders. And then we see the constantly bombardment of the devil hitting him again in Job 2. There was a day when the sons of God presented themselves before the Lord, and Satan came among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and forth in the earth, from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, and one that feareth God and eschew evil, and still he's holding fast his integrity? although thou moved me against him to destroy him with one cause. And Satan answered, for the Lord said, skin for skin, yea, and all that he have will he give for his life. Put forth thy hand now, and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thy hand, but save his life. Job never gave up. God never gave up on him. God gave Satan the orders what to do to Job. But Job trusted God. Job went through a lot. But he never gave up on God. Some of you are trying to be a Christian and love the world. You got to hate that baby and get that up. If the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. The world and the demons hate you. You're going to come under attack. They're going to attack you on your job, around demons around you, or people who don't agree or believe in Jesus of Nazareth. That's their job. Job never gave up. God told to Satan, okay, since you think that you can hit him with the flesh there, but save his life, then the God told him, okay, don't touch him. God had that man. God has us. But what do? We doubt. We bring in skepticism. We bring in fear. We start analyzing. People start calling me, asking me those questions like, Lord, and the Lord said, just listen to them. And I can hear the immaturity in them spiritually. And I pray. We can't give up. We can't be babes forever. We have to grow into the meat of God to be mature, to be soldiers and hardened soldiers in Christ so that we can withstand the onslaughts of the enemy. Because as long as you are on this earth, you will deal with spiritual warfare and you can't run away from it. Don't give up. Don't give up. God has given us grace. I want to give you a message of hope tonight. Don't give up. Grace in the Old Testament, God revealed himself as a God of grace who showed love to his people, not because they deserve it, but because of his own desires to be faithful to the covenant and promises made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in Exodus chapter 6, verse 1 through 13. You better thank God that he made that covenant, because God has given us grace. Even in the midst of us falling or stumbling in areas of our lives, we need grace to help us from demons. I really believe that. Throughout my ministry being a demonologist, I am a demonologist and I'm a curseologist. I specialize in demonology and curses, then healing, then teaching. I stay in my place. I'm telling you, you have no reason to give up. You're under grace. Exodus 6:9, God did not bring Israel out of Egypt because they had great faith, but because of his grace and his faithfulness to his promises. This is why he loves us, and this is why he called you out of the world. He don't want you to give up. Genesis chapter 17, verse 1 through 8. Also Genesis chapter 50, verse 24. In the beginning, their faith was weak, but through the 10 plagues by which God revealed himself and his power and concern for Israel, he built up their faith until they were able to trust him in obedience. Exodus 12:28, God delivered them by grace. And God will deliver you by grace. Don't give up on your life. Don't give up on your calling. If you don't know where you're called at, just wait on the Lord. He'll show you. Believe me. The horizontal beam represents our relationships with our fellow men, and it speaks of forgiveness. That is the chase of two ways that forgiveness is needed to be received from others. And forgiveness needs to be there because God has always forgiven us, and he has given us grace in time of need. Don't ever give up. Forgive a person because it'll hurt you. I'm tired of this person. I'm going to just quit. That's what the devil wants you to do. Don't give up. I'm giving you. I don't want you giving up. God don't want us to give up. He said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Because Christ sympathized with our weakness. In Hebrews 4:15, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. This is why you can't give up, because he understands everything you go through. What the devil want to do is distract you and make you feel that God doesn't work. It's a tactic that he used with Adam and Eve, and he'll use with you. You will be like God. He will make a suggestion to your mind to make you give up. And you will think on that thought, and that will make you fall out of fellowship with God, with your negativitiveness, your analyzing the situation, you trying to philosophize it or figure it out. You just won't believe in faith and just say, I'm not quitting. I will believe in the Lord Jesus, and I will wait. Ruth 2:12 says he got us like wings and lock on under his wings. One of the great blessings of salvation is that Christ is now our high priest and our mediator, who opens the way for us to come to the Father with confidence in all areas of need in our lives. The Lord don't want us to give up. Why would you want to quit? And what? Go back into the world? And then what happened? When an unclean spirit come out of a man, the Bible says, let me just read it. I just rather read it. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places and seeking rest and find none. He say, I will return unto my house where I came out. These are people who quit, got deliverance, and they went, they gave up. They went through all the deliverance and they quit. Don't give up, because if you give up, it's hard to get them demons out. Very hard to get them demons out. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. He say, I will return unto my house where I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth swept and garnished. All that work you done did, and now you gonna give up. You done fasted. You done been through deliverance, and now you want to give up. So you give up. You go back into the world. You let the thoughts just overwhelm you. Won't cast them down. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they entered in and dwell there, and the last state of that man was worse than the first. This is why you can't give up. Not worth that. I have seen people give up, come back worse than what they was. Harder to get the spirits out. They're more rooted. They're more angry. You can't give up. You can't give up on the Lord. The Lord don't give up on you. But don't be influenced by the devil to make you give up. You know why he wants you to give up? Because he doesn't want to make your calling an election sure. That's what this is all about. The point at which God confronts you with his call in the most significant moment in your life, that's why he wants to give up. He don't want you to get to that call that God has for you or that perfect place that he wants you to be in. Your whole destiny will be determined by the way you respond to the call of God. Do not assure that you have a second opportunity in this, because tomorrow's not promised. So don't give up. You can be here today and dead tomorrow. Ain't no guarantee I'll be here tomorrow. We have to learn to get the relationship to the purpose and plan of God in our lives so that we won't give up. The Bible said all things work for the good and applies only to those who respond to God's call. Don't give up. Before the call of God comes in our lives, God did three things which happens in eternity. He foreknew us. He knew us before we were born from eternity, chose us on the basis of his eternal knowledge, predestined us. God has planned the course of our lives. The call of God in the point of which God emerges out of eternity and impact of time for the love for us through his creation. Don't give up. Choose to be saved. Enduring fruits proceeding only out of God's choice, not yours. Don't give up today. You got too much at stake. The calling of God begins with salvation. And once you become saved, you become marked. Because the Bible says, be in the world, but be not of it. Didn't the Bible say that the world would hate you if it hated me? Let me read this. This is why you can't give up, see. You can't quit on the Lord right now, man. I don't believe in quitting. I don't like quitters. I do not like quitters. I'm not trained to quit. I thank the Lord for my father. My father was special forces. My daddy, he didn't quit on nothing. Quit? Man, my daddy looked at me like I was crazy. If the world hates you, you know that it hate me before it hated you. So you can't give up and go to the world if you've been called by God. He say, I called you out your mother's womb. You have no choice to give up. What makes you want to give up? The devil. This is not no hard sermon. It's just as simple as it can be. But you have to remember now, take priority over everything in your life and put God in your life. Your calling is by grace. You are not called to what you are able to do, because he don't want that. He will break you down if you let him. That's if you let him. God can fulfill a purpose if we let him. Now, the Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. Are you going to be the ones that was called by God and few was chosen? To be chosen, you have to meet God's condition. This is why the Lord is telling me he doesn't want any of you to get and quit. To be chosen, you have to meet God's conditions. Uncompromising priority to the Lord, where God's will and your will crosses, prevent you from not giving up. If you do not forsake all that you have, you're going to give up. If you love the world and you become lukewarm, Revelation 3:15, you can't be lukewarm. You cannot be lukewarm. That'll make you give up. There's no room to give up. I'm saying I'm going to stand with the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to stick this thing out. Let me tell all of my brothers and sisters, this is the only thing I've done right in my life. I ain't never done nothing right in my life, and I'm trying to do this right. Have a lot to learn about the technical end. I'm behind on a lot of things. I need help. I need assistance. I have Sister Dirt, and I have a small staff, but the ministry is growing. And I trust God. Don't get entangled with sin. Try to stay out of it. Fight it off. Don't give up and run to something that's going to make you fall into more sin with God. That's just why we need grace. Man, the devil got so many traps. It's just all kind of traps. Oh, man, we can just go from alcohol to pornography to lust to fornication. He just want to throw us off. And some of us struggle with certain sins because of the sins of our father's ancestral bloodline lineage. That's hard to break certain sins. God has been revealing that to me. But he's given us grace. Don't give up. Three stages is the reason why God doesn't want us to give up. Let's go to Revelation chapter 17, verse 14. Revelation 17, 14. Revelations chapter 17, verse 14. They shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overtake them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. That's not giving up. Call, chosen, faithful. Those are the three stages of you not wanting to give up. Again, you're called, you're chosen, and faithful. The key is to follow the Lamb where he goes. The people who finish the course of those who follow the Lamb. And that is Jesus of Nazareth. Don't give up. Allow him to develop you. Allow the Lord to mold you. Allow yourself to suffer and understand what suffering means. Read it in the Bible. It's part of Christianity. Now, I don't like to suffer. I don't want to suffer. But I can't run from this because it's in the Bible. Don't do that. We can't pick out certain things we want as Christians and expect God to bless us. You got to go with the whole package. I'm trying to find. If you are in a situation as Job was in, as the pressure came on him, as he lost his family, all his livestock, the devil came in and burnt everything down. He just put havoc on him. Then he had three men constantly trying to make him quit and give up on God. Don't give up. You may be suffering for righteousness' sake. Only let your conversations be as becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else by absence, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and nothing terrified by your adversities, which is them an ideal token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. Don't give up. We got to suffer for his sake. Now, there's a difference between suffering for his sake and suffering for your personal sins. Let's get that straight. Now, the Lord is telling me that some of you people have people in your lives that's causing hindrance. That's no, they ain't, God has not, you done put these people in your life. You done got, you're in the covenants with them, and you expect God to bless it. He's not. Stop compromising with the world. Stop wanting to be accepted by people. People are not going to accept you. Don't give up on God. The phone bill, how that going to come? Where that going? You starting to give up and you're starting to panic. Just remember, look what the Lord did for you. Look how God delivered you out of a lot of your problems. We forget that so quickly. During the time of the temptation or whatever coming at you, you forget everything what God delivered you from. I don't forget what God delivered me from. We can forget that so fast and quit. Don't quit on God. God's called you. Lord, have mercy. I pray that you hear these words. Regardless of what you're going through, he wants to mold with you. And what you're going through, let it bring you closer to Christ. Not everything is pulling you away from the Lord. My God, y'all get burnt with some fire. I'm ready to quit. I don't like no quitters. I don't like people. Don't come quitting to me. And don't come calling me telling me you holding on. I don't ever want to hear nobody tell me that. I don't like hearing that. That's a wimp. I'm holding on. I ain't got to hold on. I got Christ. I got the Lord Jesus. Greater than he is in me than he is in the world. He ain't tell me to hold on. Well, that negative, that means you've been under attack so much and you just confessing what the devil did to you. I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit is taken away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he pluggeth that he may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you. And the branch cannot bring forth itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except it abide in me. Abide in him. Your life is really hidden in him, according to Colossians 3:3. Don't quit. Don't let the bills make you surrender to the devil. Don't let the stress. Call on God on everything. If you sin, if you commit a sin, don't run away from the Lord. Time I sin, I said, Lord Jesus, forgive me. Hurry up and get it out. Don't let it build up. That'll make you quit. You fall in sin. Some of you may be struggling. Some of you have a serious problem in certain areas of your flesh. You may have been dealing with it for years like a drug addict. Your day coming. Don't give up. I prayed when I was on that crack cocaine, Lord Jesus, get me off this. Get me off this. The most miserable years of my life. But God didn't give up on me. And any of you who have supported this ministry, I'm not giving up on any of my members. I love my members. I care for them. When they text me, I try to respond back to everybody, but I can't do it. Sometimes I just won't be able to do it because I got so much on top of me. I say, Lord, the Lord tell me, they don't know what you're doing. You know, and I was taking my time and texting back because I don't want a person feeling that I'm not a pastor that don't want to be there for them. They didn't have that. So I have to respond to the bugle call. I want to be a pastor that can show concern for my people and genuine love for them so that they can understand to lean on Jesus and to trust Jesus and to know his word. I want all of my members, I'm requiring and asking, not demanding, asking that you increase your studies to 3 hours a day. You got to put some time to 30 minutes and 1 hour. That ain't That ain't nothing in boot camp. Come on. That's like me putting a one egg on your plate. One Friday, you just get an egg and some bread. That's it. That's about 30 minutes of hour reading God's word is, because God's word is food. And the longer you read, the more them demons that come out of you, and the more you get a revelation. You have to force yourself and make yourself read the word of God. You got to do that. Can't get away from around it. Don't give up. God doesn't want you to give up. The devil don't want you to study the Bible. I can tell you that right now. But God doesn't want you to give up. Again, I said the devil don't want you to study the Bible. But God doesn't want you to give up. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this word. There is a person who's worrying right now. There are three people who are worrying. That's not God. What's of not a faith is sin. There are some people who are having problems sleeping. I'm seeing sweating in the ankle with an individual. And also there are some people who feeling that God is not with them. Some of you trying to analyze God. The Lord has said to me some of you are angry with him and he ain't got nothing to do with your problem. It was the devil and yourself. Some of you are feeling that God has left you. God has never left you. He said, I'll never leave you, nor shall I forsake you. I ask that you repent and ask the Lord to forgive you. Get back up. The righteous man shall fall seven times and get back up. Don't give up on the Lord. You are called for a purpose. God bless you. Please sow a seed at www.livedeliverance.com. Sow a seed, please. Sow a seed. We need income. And I pray for the day that the Lord bless me with my military disability, because I doubt that I would ever ask anybody for anything when I get my disability. I don't really too much like asking people for money. I ain't never did, never will. I'm not comfortable with it, but I have to, because I need the income to run the gospel. I realize that. I'm not asking for no plane. I ain't asked for no jet plane. I didn't have not asked for no Brook Brothers suit. I ask that you sow a seed. The Bible says despise not small things. We're in need. And we reach so many people, but yet few people give. I only have a handful of givers. And they've been doing that fast 10 years. Five givers. That's all I got. And I thank the Lord for those five. And then I'll get something from somebody. God will move on their heart. I trust the Lord. I can't trust people. We have to trust the Lord. When you give, don't give as unto me. Give it as unto the Lord. Some of you have been so hurt and been given and wore out. When you come to a minister like me, you don't even want to give. And I will teach the word to you. I'm not in this for money. I'm trying to get legal fees, and I'm don't like the pace of where I am with this. We have a lot of people. If 523 of you can respond to me, I can get out of this legal problem within 1 week. We need income. We need income bad. I thank Brother Tommy for blessing me. I thank Brother Rodriguez, Brother Sammy Osley, Brother Paul, Rodriguez's wife, Mr. and Mrs. Baker, Brother John, Linnell Lucas, 7-8 people helped this ministry. We need more than that, man. You know, if you're a member here, you should tithe continuously, not just one time. If I'm helping you, why you got to tithe one time, you don't tithe no more? When you in them old dead churches, you tithe every week. I need the income like they needed it, but yet I'm not doing it for self-imposed lust of vindication. I'm trying to get myself back on YouTube for this ministry so that the gospel can get out. That's what I'm trying to do. So I'm asking all those who are with me, tithe continuously. I thank those ones I call. They always tithe. I thank the Lord for them. But I need other people to help step up. I don't need you tithing one time. I need consistent income. And yet when you call me, I'm always there for you. So let's do this together. I need help. I'm battling the forces of darkness that's coming up against this ministry. And I need finances to deal with these legal fees. So please, if you hear me, sow a seed. We also have a GoFundMe. I only have $20 in there, and we've only been in there a month. You can go to GoFundMe if you want to. I'll give you the information as soon as I log it in. We also have it on our website. I mean, I have never dealt with no legal battle like this. I got people, got my service everywhere on podcasts, and that's causing hindrance to my financial funds. Now, go to www.livedeliverance.com and listen to us at www.livedeliverance.com. There's an icon on the lower left-hand side. And if you sow a seed, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And if you want at the end of the year for us to send you information for the amount that you paid for this ministry, we'll be able to do that. If you go to GoFundMe, you can go to supportlivedeliverance.com internet ministry. GoFundMe.com/manager/support, a little line, live deliverance, little line, internet, little dash ministry. Or go to www.livedeliverance.com and sow a seed on the lower left-hand corner. I thank Brother Paul for helping me also. I don't forget people who helped me. Very few people, but I thank the God for them. And I want the gospel of Christ to be spread. I'm not trying to preach no mess to you. That's just what got the church messed up. I'm trying to get the gospel out in the correctly manner. And my YouTube is down, and I'm still fighting trying to get this up. I need money. I've never asked nobody. Out of 18 years, I ain't never asked nobody. If you're tied to me, you make a commitment. Keep tied. Don't tie to me one time and leave me hanging, because I'm trying to get income to get these lawyer fees. The Lord is telling me to tell all of you, if I've helped you, tie to this ministry. I don't have to tell you that. Not just one time. But it's amazing that you'll go to a church that don't have no deliverance throughout your whole life. You'll be a member, part of that church, and that man won't miss a dime. But yeah, the deliverance minister, it's like they just want us to do all the work and expect that God going to send some money from heaven. But I need you to listen to the audience. If I've helped and labored for you, man, come help me. I need help because I really want to get back on YouTube. I need more money for this. This is expensive getting attorneys. And I have copyrights violation. Please sow a seed, man. Come on. If you've been knowing this ministry, and if this ministry help you, if you promise and commit it, I've had people commit to me and say, well, I'm going to do it once a month, and then they don't do it. Well, I don't want them thinking I want their money, but the Lord has put in my heart to tell them, keep your promise. We need you. I need to get back on YouTube, because my audience has 1,223 people gone. And we're building livedeliverance.com. That's the main base, my internet radio station. I want everybody to go to www.livedeliverance.com on any of my teaching. If you can't see me on Facebook, it's going to be time delayed. But if you want to hear it live, go to www.livedeliverance.com and you will hear it. God bless you. Shalom to you. Have a wonderful evening and be blessed. We're going to open up the mics at 646-378-1857. We'll hit option number one and come join us in Blog Talk Radio. We're going to go back to regular teachings from Derek Prince Ministries as soon as this program is over with. And we're going to post this on delay basis on Facebook. Shalom. Thank you for listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. We're going to go back to regular broadcasting before we go back to Derek Prince. Thank you. Okay. All right. Let's open up the mic. We got Pastor Rodriguez Baker, United States Army, Hoor, U.S. Army veteran.
Great teaching. Great encouragement for those I can honestly say that word came on time, because I must admit that I was being attacked all week, you know, by the devil about, you know, if God sees me, you know, I'm worth being, you know, being effective in his kingdom, will my time come, or is my time, has my time passed? All kinds of types of stuff came through my mind this week, all types of doubts. So, you know, that was a great word, great on time. It's vitally important that we learn to distinguish the difference between the voice of the devil and the voice of God, and that we have to learn how to, you know, to fight, mentally, spiritually, you know, physically and in many aspects, so we won't give up. This is a constant, battle, constant war, and it's not easy, but it can be done. All things are possible through Christ. All things. So great word, Pastor.
Thank you, Rodriguez. You know, my trials, when I go through my trials, I'm going to tell you what gets me out of my trial. When I read the book of Job and see all that what Job went through, I go to sleep so happy. I said, Lord, ain't none of this happened to me here. And if it don't get to this point, I can handle it. You know, Job went through a lot, but he never gave up on God.
Absolutely.
God. Chaplain Baker, Absolutely. Before we close, I'm going to ask you to lead us in prayer for the Ukrainian people and pray for the Ukrainian people, if you don't mind, Pastor.
10-4. Father, we come before you, Lord, as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father. We give you thanks, glory, honor, and praise, Father. Father, you know all things, Father. You know all hearts, Father. You know everything that is going on, Father. Father, your word commands us to pray without ceasing, to always to pray. Father, you command us to intercede for others, Father, with love and your compassion, Father. So we come before you, Father God. Father, we lay the country of Ukraine before you, Father. We lay the country of Ukraine, the people of Ukraine, the government of Ukraine, the military, Father, before your feet. Even those of Russia, Lord, we pray for them, Father, because, Lord, we know that you love them as well, Father. It's not your will for no man to perish, Father. So, Father, we ask, Father, that you will intervene, Father. We ask for your spirit to intervene. We ask for grace and mercy, Father. Father, we ask, Father, that Father, you will pluck up the evil out of the land, pluck out the evil out of the government, Father, and raise up men and women, Father, of Ukraine that represents you, Father, to restore that nation, Father. We ask that your spirit to revive those people, give those people comfort, Father. Restore them, Father, emotionally, restore them physically, spiritually, Father, financially. And Father, give Father, nations around the world, Father, compassion, Father, to intervene, Father, to help Ukraine. as you move on
yes,
their hearts.
Lord.
As you move on the nations around Ukraine to help, Father. Father, we know that you love the people of Ukraine. We know that you love them just as much as anybody else, Father. So, Father, we come, Father, before you, God, believing in prayer, Father, believing that you are God that exists, Father, believing that you are God of compassion and love and a God of judgment as well. We ask that you, Father, will have mercy and grace upon the people of Ukraine, upon the people of Russia, upon all the people around the world, Father. Have mercy on all of us, Lord. We give you the glory, honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Chaplain John Durden, you got the mic. Chaplain John Durden, you have the mic.
Well, I just want to indicate by how much I really appreciate your teaching. I'm not here to summarize, because the Holy Spirit say what the brother teaches is what is to be heard, and he doesn't need any summary of what was said. So I want to say this. Prior to the teaching tonight, I got several calls again. Now, listen here, boy, ain't no way in the world that young man can teach like that. He's uneducated. We are pillars. We are pillars. You hear me? It's incomprehensible. He got to be reading all your notes or your presentations and everything else. Now, come on, tell us the truth. Tell us the truth. Aren't you writing this thing? And then I have to always say in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I haven't written the first paid for him in the last 16, 17 years I was with this brother. To make a long story short, God selected him, you know, because he looked at our spirit, he looks at our heart, and that's how he touches us. You look at all the men in the Bible that he touched. They sold out to him. He didn't look at the Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes. They were all about, look how heavy I am. Look how much money I'm making. I got these robes. I'm the big time thing. He's looking for humble men and women. He's looking for humble men and women. And it's the truth. And there's nothing else I can say, but what you heard tonight, he didn't know he was going to say that, y'all, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm saying it because I am tired to hear this every day. Come on, boy. You know you give him that. You the theologian. I said, yeah, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, God used. He didn't use them fishermen and Sadducees, not to put, you know, us down, but that's the truth. Everything you hear him say, he had no idea what he's going to say prior to say, okay, folks, we're on. And I just bless him for stepping out there in faith, because that gets pretty hard. To know you got 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people awaiting your teaching or preaching or whatever, and you don't know what you're going to talk about? Well, that's the truth, and I want to say this to all of you listening right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord and Savior, I have never, never, never in the 14, 15, 16 years written a script for him to teach to preach on. He be repeating what he's hearing, almost like you're standing up there and somebody standing behind the curtain telling you what to say. And that's the gospel truth. So I hear that all the time. I get numerous calls, come on, dude, you know you know. I wish I could teach that. Now, you see how well it's presented and how heavy it is. I mean, right on the money, right on the note and everything else. I wish I was that good, folks. You know, I'm average, just like you guys. How he can teach so well is because the Holy Spirit is telling him what to say. It's almost like you behind the pulpit and somebody standing behind the curtain going, now say this. Say, I love you. I love you. Jesus, Lord. Jesus, Lord. You're repeating what you're hearing. And you can't hear the Holy Spirit unless we're really real. I'm shutting up with this. You have to be real. You can't hanky-panky and praise the Lord on Sunday and do all your little hanky-pankies on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, make nobody know the Holy Spirit knows. So you'll never hear him. But if you're living righteous and doing what you're supposed to do, man, you'll hear him. And you know what? In my old age now, I have given up all that crap talking about I am this and I got these titles and I got – no. I just relinquish all that stuff, even the cursing. I used to curse like I don't know what. And I found out the Lord told me, say, that's how come you can't hear me, John. That's your weakness. I said, well, Lord, every time I answer the phone, I tell me, hey, boy, so-and-so-and-so, hey, boy, hey, nigga. And I heard that all my life. So when I hear somebody say, hey, boy, yeah, I explode because I'm not a boy anymore. I'm not a young, I'm an 80-year-old man. So when somebody, white, black, blue, or whatever, tell me, hey, boy, so-and-so-and-so, I explode. Explode, and then it brings back memories when they treated my mother like crap, you know, hit her, slap her, and push her around, move out the way, nigga. I can remember the times when I had to go to the bathroom when she take me downtown when I'm 8, 9, or 10, and we have to get back on the bus and go all the way back home so I can use the bathroom. We don't allow niggas. And then the last thing I want to say, I was in the military. I was a soldier, and I wanted to defend my country, and I was stationed in California. You know what happened to me? I went out to lunch on the weekend with my buddies, you know, all of them were white, and I was only black. And this was a Friday evening. We went into this nightclub to order some food. Do you know we all ordered food? And then when the lady came back, she gave the other 3-4 guys their food and didn't give me anything. Because, ma'am, you forgot me? No, I forgot you. We don't serve niggas here. And I had on my military uniform. And so every time somebody called me white or whatever, say, boy, I explode. But the law said, you'll never hear me. Now, when they're putting the crucifix, I mean, you'd hear me screaming, cussing out. Now, did you, John? I said, oh, my God. He says, that's what's hindering you from hearing my voice and the Holy Spirit, because you have to put aside that anger. You have a spirit of anger in you. You have that spirit I'm taking out of you. That is your problem. You cursing and all that. You keep saying you ain't going to do it, then you do it. But you know what? I changed in one week ago. And do you know I still get challenged? Hey, boys, so-and-so-and-so. And I said, oh, Lord, they're coming at me now. And they don't know they're being motivated by demons that get me anger, you know. But, hey, we're going to come down there, and we're going to ball jack you. We're going to bring you up here, and we're going to prostitute your old ass. I hear that every day. But last week was a new beginning for me. So anybody who called me after this, tomorrow morning, afternoon, everything else, I'm just going to just look at them and listen. And obviously, we're coming down to get you. And all I'm going to say, folks, for those of you listening who live that style, I'm just going to say, come on. I'm not going to curse you. I'm not going to scream at you. And you're not going to cause me not to hear the Holy Spirit. Man, I'm 80 years old, and I want to hear the Holy Spirit just like Brother Emmett heard him. That's how come that young man can teach that stuff. Man, I get it every day. Yeah, we know you teaching. Heck, man, I wish I could teach like that. You know, I got 3 master's degrees. I can't teach like that. I'm not the Holy Spirit. That's who's teaching y'all, the Holy Spirit. He's repeating what he's heard. God bless you. I didn't mean to take this long.
God bless everyone. Chaplain Jordan, God bless. Brother Rodriguez Baker, Minister of Staff. Rodriguez Baker, when I leave this earth or whatever, the ministry will be turned over to him. And love him so much. Love all you. Love Brother John. Love everybody. This is a song from Evangelist Janet Taylor. I Got Joy. We're going to see you Tuesday, Janet Taylor Thursday. Thank you for being part of this ministry here at www.liveDeliverance.com. We're a Christian nonprofit organization that ministers of deliverance for the past 15 years. We're based in Kingston, Jamaica, and in Atlanta, Georgia. God bless you. And all staff members here, Apostle Candace Durkin, Steve Lee, Pastor Steve Lee, Brother Rodriguez Baker, Brother Paul, Sister Ruthie Rami, and consultant for this ministry, Deborah Marshall. right, Holy Spirit. We off work.